Tachim chapter 5 Mishnah 3 Shchat shelo le'eichlav. If the offering is slaughtered for people who cannot eat the offering, for example, it's slaughtered for an elderly person or a sick person, they are unable to eat a kazas of meat from the offering as is required, that is an invalid Pesach offering. Or it's offered up for people who are not subscribed to it. So there's an interesting law by the Pesach offering that people who are going to eat the Korban Pesach had to be, so to speak, registered for the Korban Pesach before it was slaughtered. Meaning you had to form your group of people for a particular Korban Pesach, and you had to know before the Korban Pesach was slaughtered which people were going to eat that Korban Pesach. So over here, you've got a Korban Pesach that was slaughtered for people who are not subscribed to it, who are not registered for it. And in that case over there, the offering is again invalid, says the Mishnah. La Reilim Oifut, the offering was slaughtered for a person who is uncircumcised. An uncircumcised Jew is not permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach, even if he has good reason for being uncircumcised. For example, if his brothers had circumcisions and died due to the circumcision, so then the halacha is we don't circumcise him, but he's now not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. And if the Korban Pesach was slaughtered for uncircumcised people, it is invalid. It is an invalid Korban Pesach. And also, if the offering was slaughtered for people who are ritually impure, they've come into contact with a dead body, for example, and they're ritually impure, they're also not permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach. In all of these cases, pasul. The Korban Pesach is an invalid offering. But, says the Mishnah, la'eichla v'shelo la'eichla, if it was offered up for those who can eat, together with some who can't eat. So it's now a mixture of people who can eat from the Korban Pesach, or people and people who can't eat, or lemenuyav v'shelo lemenuyav, for people who are registered and for people who are also not registered. So some of the people were registered, and then let's say there's one or two people that weren't registered. Lemulim v'la arelim, or for people who are circumcised and people who are uncircumcised, letzmam u'la toherim, or for people who are pure and for people who are unpure. In all of these cases, the sacrifice is valid, and the fact that some of the people were incorrectly kind of ascribed to that Korban Pesach, that doesn't invalidate the offering, says the Mishnah. Shchatu kodim chatzos, if the Pesach offering was offered up before midday, then pasul, it is an invalid offering. Mishum shneimar, as it says, bein ha'arbayim. It uses the term bein ha'arbayim, which we learn means in the afternoon, and therefore the Korban Pesach cannot be slaughtered in the morning. We have to wait until after chatzos, after midday, to slaughter the Korban Pesach. Shchatu kodim letamid, if the offering is slaughtered before the tamid offering, the daily offering in the temple, as we learned in Mishnah 1, the Korban Pesach has to be offered up after the daily offering. So what happens if they make a mistake and they offer it up before the daily offering? Bilvachia echad memares bedamoi. Then if they realize at that point, what they should do is they should give the blood of the Korban Pesach to a priest who should then keep stirring it to prevent it from congealing. They should then go offer up the tamid offering and do its procedure, and when they were finished with the tamid offering, come back and sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach that was there being stirred, and in that way they could correct it. V'im nizrak kosher, but if they don't do this procedure, then b'dievet, after the fact, it is kosher. So if they offer up the Korban Pesach fully before the Korban Tamid, before the daily offering, then after the fact it is still valid, but this is not the way it should be done. It should be offered up after the Korban Tamid, after the daily offering.